Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, healthier, stronger, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. Thanks for tuning in. In this episode, I want to share with you what we did to be as healthy as possible, to have an unnatural amount of energy while being on the road. I just got back from two back-to-back weekends of speaking to audiences of 200 plus in each. So we spoke to and trained over 500 people over just two events over the past two weekends. And the big struggle that a lot of speakers like myself have and a lot of busy professionals have is, how do you pull it all off? How do you stay super healthy? How do you stay really, really fit? How do you avoid all the bad foods, especially when you go to a hotel or if you're traveling somewhere where the food choices are really, really limited? So this is how we pulled it off. So I joined forces with Greg and Tamara Montana, two big-time leaders in the personal development space. These folks have both trained and worked with some of the big super achievers out there, big-time celebrities, movie stars, Olympic athletes, big top CEOs of companies. These are success people. They are success coaches. And after one lunch with us, myself and Dr. Brooke, you guys know her, the vegan medical doctor, Dr. Brooke Goldner, we had lunch with the Montanas, and after that lunch, they were 100% committed to being vegan for the rest of their lives. So we decided to get together. We did two events together back to back, and this is how we pulled off having the most sensational time ever. Now, understand this. This is the context of what we were working with. Both of us, we were on stage. I was on stage training from as early as 8 o'clock in the morning all the way until around 9:30 to 10 o'clock at night. And that was every single day over the course of 3 days. So how on earth are we able to fit in all the nutrition that we need? And on top of that, we had the challenge at the last hotel we were at. I just got back from Denver, Colorado, and the Crown Plaza over there has some pretty stiff rules against bringing your own food into the office spaces or the rental spaces that we have. And they had very, very limited options for vegan food. So what do you do? Well, this is what you do. First of all, you need to bring a blender. We had an army of blenders. We had some folks that were there local. We had two Vitamix blenders there. At the previous event, Greg and Tamara Montana brought their Nutribullet, which worked just fine for what we needed to do. And then the first thing we did on the first day that we got there was we went straight to the grocery stores. So we teamed up. I went to Whole Foods. They went to Costco. I went to Whole Foods to get things that you can't get at Costco. They went to Costco to be able to save the most money on the things that you can get anywhere. So they went to Costco and they bought about six bags of the Power Greens. Now, Power Greens, all it is, it's a mixture. It's just a bag of raw spinach, raw kale, and raw arugula. It's like a spring mix for salad. And you can get them really, really cheap. They're like $5 a bag, and you've got enough to make yourself smoothies for almost a week when you do it right. And they also bought some frozen fruit, some bananas, and so on. Then I went to Whole Foods, and I picked up the flax seeds. Why the flax seeds? So I can get the omega-3s. So our intent was this. We're going to fill ourselves up with so much smoothie, it doesn't matter if we have a bad meal. We're going to be 100% nourished. That's exactly what happened. So for the whole weekend, all we did was we just made smoothie after smoothie after smoothie after smoothie. I was putting down a giant cup of smoothie, at least one or two, about 16 ounces each, like every hour. Every hour. We worked like a team. Greg and Tamara, they were just making the smoothies. And me, what was I doing? I was just drinking them down. I mean, they were just lining them up like a cup. And why is this so important? Oh my goodness. You got to think about what I was getting in my body through this entire weekend. So every hour to 2 hours, I'm just shoving all of these nutrients in. Because what's in our smoothies? Let me tell you how to make the smoothie. 75% of the Vitamix blender cup or the Nutribullet blender cup, we're just packing down with greens from the Power Greens. And then we throw in about a handful or two of whole flax seeds. And then on top of that, two or three of the sweetest bananas, the sweetest, ripest bananas we can for flavor. And then on top of that, some frozen fruit. I like to do frozen mangoes. Then I fill it up with water about 75% of the way, blend that sucker on high for about 2 minutes. And then I've got the most delicious, most nourishing smoothie. So simple, so easy to do. And if you're doing this, hey, you can go ahead and throw in your extra superfoods if you want. That's totally fine. Doesn't matter if you do or do not. You're gonna feel great and you're gonna have lots of energy anyway. So I lived off of this. I mean,
I'm talking, by the end of the day, I probably had about a gallon and a half of all of this smoothie, which equates to probably about 30 cups of solid raw green vegetables, and who knows how much fruit, and I had several handfuls of flax seeds in by the end of the day, and tons of water. So what did I do with just the smoothies alone? This is not even including the other food that I ate that the hotel made me. Just from the smoothies alone, I was able to hyper-nourish my body with all those greens and the fruit. Oh my goodness, all the vitamins and the minerals and the phytonutrients I was getting from all the living raw greens. Holy cow, you just can't get them in that amounts in any other way. My body was loving me for that. And the second thing is the omega-3s. Oh my goodness, my brain was functioning so well. I mean, you want to be a high achiever, you start putting down omega-3s like nobody's business. Omega-3s are brain fruit, are brain food. That's what the flax seeds will give you. It is brain food. Oh my goodness. The thoughts that were coming to me, the strokes of inspiration and genius as I was processing our students. I mean, because that's not an easy task, being up there on stage and being put on the spot and then having to be up there and get the opportunity to solve people's problems and see what they're doing that's blocking them from the success. That's not an easy job. But if you have the right nourishment, your brain can handle it. It's designed for it. You get tapped in. And that's what happened. Our event was just magical as a result of that. And let's not forget the water, because I'm filling up a 70-ounce container full of about 50 ounces of water, 50, 55 ounces of water. So every time I'm doing that, I'm putting down close to a third of a gallon of water in. Think about that. I'm so hydrated. That's not even including all the extra water that I drink throughout the rest of the day. So I've got my water covered. I've got my nutrients covered. I got my energy covered. I've got my omega-3s covered. I am set. And that's all from just the smoothies alone. Then the hotel would provide a lunch and a dinner. And not surprisingly, it's pretty crappy food. When I say crappy, I mean it's just very nutrient sparse. You know, when most hotels, they think of vegan, well, let's see what we can do for you. They'll usually end up making you some pasta, tomato-y dish with whatever their leftover cut-up zucchini is. I mean, that was pretty much every meal that we had. But that's okay. That's okay. It's nothing to get mad at. It's just what the situation is. That's going to change over time the more we do this. But the cool thing is, I didn't have to fall victim to that, right? I had all my nutrients, and I used that blender to make it super easy, super convenient, and provide me all the nutrients that I want. So because of that, I was able to go from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night without stopping, without even feeling tired or sleepy. If you haven't tried that before, try it out. Oh my goodness, it's life-changing. It's life-changing. And what are some of the side effects you're going to get? Well, you're going to drop a couple pounds of fat because you're not eating anything that's going to get you fat too, right? And here's the best part, and this is why I do what I do. This is why I have this podcast, is because of the influence that it has on people. Because every time I grab a smoothie, I take that opportunity to bring that smoothie with me up on stage, and I'm sitting there standing in front of an audience of 200 and sometimes 300 people, and I'm just gulping down my smoothie right in front of their face, and it drives their curiosity nuts. They're going, what is in that? What is that? Why is he doing that? And when I do that long enough, by the end of the day, I have people that are just begging to find out what it is I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and that's my opportunity to share with them. So ladies and gentlemen, I was at these events, and my intention and my role there was to teach them and show them the path to their success and money and relationships and helping them find their purpose in life so they can go and make a difference in the world. That's what I do. That's one of the things that I do. And that's what I was doing the past 2 weekends. However, I get to also infuse my message of creating peace by starting with peace on your plate. I get to infuse my message of being healthy, getting healthier on a plant-based diet, and also saving innocent beings. You see, I get to do that in a cool, non-confrontational way. And this is what starting a vegan body revolution is all about. Because when I'm on stage and people are seeing me for 2 or 3 straight days, and they see that I've got this insane energy, and I'm fit, and I've got muscles popping out of my dress shirts, they're all going, wow, this guy must be really, really in good shape. And they've got their ideas of how much protein I'm eating, probably from animals. And then when I show them that I'm achieving this physique by just drinking this green stuff and I'm not eating any animal products at all, oh my goodness, they're just floored and blown away. And guess what? They're inspired. They want to get on board. I think from that event alone, I did a very quick piece at the end of it showing exactly what the smoothies are, how to do the smoothies, exactly what I just taught you, how to do that smoothie. And I kind of explained the story of how this was the foundation. This is how we cured lupus with my wife. And now that blew people away. I probably turned about 30 to 40 people vegan that weekend. I had a huge crowd of people coming up to me afterwards, finding out, okay, taking good notes. They're really serious. They want to make this change. Taking notes. How do I do this? I want to start doing this. This is amazing. Had a gentleman get up that did my protocol over 2 years ago. He was suffering from severe seizures to the point where he wasn't even able to drive. And he got up in front of everybody and he said, I've been doing the smoothie thing for 2 years. I've been seizure free for 2 years. I've been able, because of that, I've been able to drive and live a normal life. How cool is that? Yeah, this stuff is powerful. This is why it's so important that you do everything you can to model the very best, the best person, the best version of yourself you possibly can be. And I hope that this gave you some cool tips for you to be able to always be on your A game and be able to represent and have an amazing health-filled life and have a really strong, energized body all the time. And let's save a few animals at the same time and let's help the planet. What do you say? Does that sound good? Awesome. Hey, I got a couple announcements for you. We have finally, Brooke and I, you probably noticed, it's been a long time since I've put out a podcast. And the reason is I've been helping my wife build up her platform. So I've got a business background, and that's why I've been teaching for many years now. And I've been my wife's business and brand manager and marketing manager, taking on all the roles as I'm able to give her the space she needs to be able to just put out the content and the love and the transformation that she does. If you don't know the story, we put out her book, Goodbye Lupus, on Amazon back in October. We didn't even tell anybody. The reason we put it on Amazon, because we wanted to put it out on Amazon, buy it ourselves so we could see what the book would look like, make sure everything is printed correctly and typos and all that stuff. Well, the book went bestseller accidentally, and that was not our intent to go bestseller then. Our intent was going to be to go bestseller 6 months later after we had everything all set up, our platform done, our branding is all done and all that stuff. And it went bestseller anyway. So we've been playing major, major, major catch up from them, trying to get everything together. So guys, I know I feel like I was letting you down the whole time, but here's the thing. I'm going to make it up to you in a big, big way by putting out these podcasts now. So I'm sorry about that. And I'm going to be putting out really cool content based on what you guys tell me you want to see and hear. About more announcements. Check it out. We finally got together and said we've had students just begging us to do our next event, our next metabolic mastery. And what we've been hearing a lot from our students is a lot of folks want to learn how to heal, how to raise your metabolism or create a metabolism that is a healing metabolism. And here's the good news, right? Anybody who has a better metabolism has a more healing metabolism. So we are going to do a metabolic mastery. I think we're kind of renaming it to Amazing Fitness and Health, an Amazing Fitness and Health one-day intensive seminar. And it's going to be here in Austin. It's going to be on June 4th, and it's going to be at the Natural Epicurean. We've got 20 spots for the size of the room it is. So it's really small. I'm sorry it's really small, but it's going to be really intimate. You're going to get a lot out of it. And the what you're going to get out of it is this. You're going to learn how to smash your diseases. You're going to learn how to bulletproof your health. You're going to learn how to be able to raise your metabolism in a way that's going to allow you to be as fit as you want to be at any age with no slowdown, no matter what your situation is. We're going to show you exactly how to do that. And just know now, it's going to be with nothing more than supermarkets, foods, and we're going to do it at this vegan culinary academy, so you can learn how to do the cooking right there. And so I'm not sure if we're going to do a cooking demonstration because that's not really necessary. We're going to be at the cooking school so that way they can do the cooking for you, and then you get to eat the food that's going to bulletproof your health and make you fitter than you've ever been. So again, mark your calendar. That's June 4th. And that's this year here in Austin, Texas, at the Natural Epicurean Culinary Institute. I don't even have the website ticket sale thing up yet. We're getting everything together for that. But where you want to go, if you want to get yourself, you want to get the first notification about it once I open it up for tickets, you just go to amazingfitnessandhealth.com and you'll see there's a little training on metabolism. It's totally free. It's my gift to you. It's 40 minutes. It's a 45 minute audio training. And then it tells you a little bit more about the event some more at the end. But if you get that, you just send your email address. I'll send you the recording, and that puts you on a list that lets you know the first moment we release the tickets, then you can jump on that because, well, you know, those 20 spots are going to be filled up right away. And again, it includes all of your meals. It's an all-day intensive Saturday, June 4th, right here in Austin, Texas at the Natural Epicurean Culinary Institute. So I really hope I get a chance to see you. Hopefully you're one of the lucky ones that get your tickets in on time and you buy your tickets, register, and we're going to have the most amazing time ever. Hey, don't forget too, we still have that free ebook, The Muscle Building Guide. You just go to veganmusclebook.com, download your free vegan muscle building guide so you can learn how to get real, real strong, build a whole lot of muscle really, really easily. All right, folks, I think that's it. I just want to thank you again for listening, and also thank you for your patience. I know it's been a long time, and I now have the ability to continue to put out more of these podcasts. I hope you understand, it was just a mad rush to get a whole lot of stuff going on. I don't know if you've noticed, by the way, too, in this current issue of Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine, Dr. Brooke, veganmedicaldoctor.com, she's on the front cover, because of her healing lupus, of course. She's the only medical doctor out there that's ever done it herself because she had the disease. So pick up your copy of Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine. It's out there on the stands right now. And the next issue that's coming out, get that one too, because I've got an article in there on money power. That's right. How to have a lot more money and make that money do a lot more better things for yourself and for the people around you and for the animals around you. All right, listen, it's been an absolute honor to be able to do these podcasts, and it's just been an absolute pleasure to have you as a listener. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. My name is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.